Good afternoon. The time is 2 p.m. VE7FLZ.
V5TG Mobile and Monitoring.
Red, V5GGW.
V5TG, Trevor here in Swift Current.
Now, there seems to be some sort of disconnect there, Trevor, in Swift Current. This is Victor Echo 5, Gulf Tango Whiskey in Rockinville, Saskatchewan. Greetings, Trevor. What are you up to, and can I have you call again, please?
Yes, VE5TG, Tango Gulf, and I didn't quite get, whereabouts in Saskatchewan are you from?
Right up against the Manitoba border, north of the huge city of Mooseman, potash country. And I still didn't get your call there. VE5 something Tango Golf, I believe.
Correct, just TG. Two-letter call.
So what's your weather like out in, by the way, the name here is George, and what's your weather like out in Swift Current? You guys, I think, are warmer than we are. We're not too bad today. We're only -4. Supposed to be warming up coming from you guys.
Actually, quite nice here today. Very little clouds in the sky, 9 degrees with a southwest wind, probably about 20-25 K, so... Whatever snow is left is definitely melting, but it'll still take a bit in my yard with all the ice, so it'll have to be a little warmer, a little longer before it's gone.
Yeah, copy that. It's going to take a little more than a week to melt the stuff we have. We've got quite a pile yet. I'm sure there's well over a foot in the backyard, and I see the deer are trampling around in there eating my trees. So I don't know what's going to be left of my cedar, but anyway, at least they get fat on it. I guess that's not a bad thing. So your mobile, what are you up to? Where are you going? I'm sitting here at home doing some computer stuff, which is what I typically do. Go ahead.
Just heading home after work here. Did a couple things running around, picked the mail up, and had to exchange an item at the co-op. Now I'm heading home, so should be home in about 15 minutes. I just lived north of Swift Current, about 25 kilometers, so nice short drive.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, we're about that far north of the number one highway up against the border there. I'm just trying to figure out how to cancel my Acrobat subscription. They want to charge me $300-some-odd, and that ain't going to happen. Not on an annual basis, anyway. So, they make it easy for you to sign up, but they sure don't make it easy for you to cancel a subscription.
Yeah, that's typically the case, and a lot of them companies, they save your card information if you paid that way, and they automatically bill it every time. I had a couple like that and change cards, and then I get the notice saying, oh, the card's not active. You want to keep it, you better redo it. And, well, no, that's why I changed cards, because you guys would not get rid of the auto pay, which shouldn't be anyway.
Yeah, it's just the way they get you hooked, and they give you a good deal and give you a real good discount the first year, and then they hose you from there after. What I usually do is cancel it and then wait for them to give me a nice offer. I use Acrobat a whole pile, most of my documentation's in Adobe Acrobat. but I don't see paying $300. I would do it maybe for one off and have a perpetual license, but now they want to charge you $300 a year. So I don't know. Maybe they think we're all big corporations and don't care. But I'm not a big corporation and I do care. Anyway, yeah. Looks like it's not too bad of a day out. We're kind of semi-overcast, sunny, and yeah, we got a bit of a breeze, which is typically, I don't know, doesn't look too bad, probably 15, 20 clicks.
Yeah, that sounds like a nice day. Your Acrobat should still work with the old version. It just means you won't get any updates. Is that all that means, or does that mean it will not work at all once you let it expire?
Well, nowadays it means it won't work at all. Usually, it used to be able to, when you bought a program, it was a perpetual license. So I mean, even if it was 10 years out of date, you could still use it. Like you say, it didn't have any updates, but at least it still worked. Nowadays, with the annual subscription, they when you log in, it talks back and forth to the Adobe server. And if your license isn't active, it just disconnects you and tells you you can't use it. So the other option is you find a hack and use the hack, which I used to do when I figured, well, you know, if I use it, I may as well pay for it. And I don't mind paying for it, but not anything like the $300 a year. It's a good program. It does lots. There's third-party stuff out there that I can use. But I like Acrobat. I'm used to it. And I don't mind paying $100 or so a year, but not three. So, yeah, we're going to cancel it and see what they say. At least I'm trying to cancel it.
Yeah, every company seems to want to have their fingers in every pie, which is too bad. I recently just switched my old Mac Mini over to Linux, and just the stuff that comes loaded on it with the viewers for pretty much all Word documents and PDFs and stuff like that, I don't use it enough to worry about a subscription, and when I do need to open something, it seems to work so far, so we'll see how that goes, and I'll know in a month or so after I play with it more if it was worthwhile switching to Linux or not.
Yeah, I've always talked about running this thing on Linux, but I'm getting too old to figure out how to make it work. yeah, and I use Acrobat. I use it for more than just looking at things. I do genealogy, and I keep all my files in an Acrobat format. I add multiple documents into one file. I edit the documents in Acrobat. I change the text and move stuff around and do stuff like that, so I do use the functionality of it, but like I said, not worth $350 a year. So, yeah, we're still working on trying to figure out how to do it. May have to give them a call.
Yeah, I can see why you want to keep using it. You got years of work in there, and it's all on it. It makes sense, but yeah, for me, it doesn't. I'll rather just use the free viewers. I'm never editing. I'm just viewing things or manual things like that, so it's nothing critical at my end.
Yeah, copy that. Well, the Acrobat Reader is free. It gives you basic reading, and I don't know, it might give you minor editing as well, I tend to do a fair bit with it, so I like the full-blown Acrobat Pro, but I don't like it that much, so to speak. Hi.
I'm very true, and if I had to actually edit something, I could email it to my work email and use the one at work. It's got the full editing privileges, so worst seems to worst, I could do that, but I hate doing that unless it's an emergency, it can wait.
Roger that. So what do you do for a living? I'm retired. Have been.